everybody eats when they come to my house.
John Lindorf, this week we're going to catch up on some food news, starting with this idea of street food. What does that mean?
Well, it seems like, well, less than 20 years ago, you know, the only street food were the what they called the roach coaches, the stainless steel trucks that went from construction site to construction site in bigger cities. You'd see an occasional taco truck. And
or like a hot dog cart. Hot dog,
yeah, or something like that. And now what Data Essentials, which researches this is just the facts. This isn't fake news. Use of the word street on menus is up 40% from 4 years ago. As if, you know, it's like organic or farm to table, that street is suddenly cool. And now more than 60% of Americans say they would dine on ethnic food from a truck, which I think is gives you an idea of how the taste of Americans and their view of immigrant food has changed.
Street food on the rise. Other food news?
Tomorrow through the 9th, Community Food Share is doing a fund drive in East Boulder County. The need does not stop at Thanksgiving and or Christmas or any other holiday. Anyway, from the 7th to the 9th, you can donate food at grocery stores in Louisville and Lafayette.
Great opportunity to help feed our neighbors in need at the grocery stores in Lafayette and Louisville. Any other news in the world of food this week?
Restaurant news. Roddick Cherney's L'Atelier is closing in Boulder, or has just closed, and it's going to move to Denver. And Cherney had a lot of restaurants in Boulder, including the European Cafe and Papillon in Denver. And the other thing is La Revolution Cantina in Louisville has closed.
Restaurants do come and go all the time.
Yes, and one that came is, I still can't fathom this, 28,000 square foot restaurant called the Game Wild Game Entertainment Experience is open in Longmont.
What do you like, hunt and shoot your own wild turkey and then eat it?
28,000 square feet, you know, yeah, that's a lot of room for, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And what's the best thing you tasted this week?
Well, you know, I had an excellent Rob Roy cocktail at Basta. Rob Roy is made with scotch and vermouth and a little bit of Angostura bitters. And I think there's may have been some cherry syrup. There's definitely a cherry. And the mixologist behind the bar there at Basta makes a very good one. It's a sweet little place just tucked into the Peloton on Arapahoe, kind of between like 38th and 36th, somewhere right around there on East Arapahoe in the Peloton.
The foodies know where it is.
Yes, and, the food is very good there, too.
Great wood-fired food.
Well, you can read John's column in the Boulder Weekly, listen to archived radio nibbles, and he's always looking for questions, comments, topics you would like him to discuss on these weekly features here on KGNU. What's your email again?
Nibbles@KGNU.org.
That's easy. Write to him, nibbles@KGNU.org. And we'll see you next week.
Eat something good this week, will you?
Oh, do have a knish, Nisha. Ask him the latke, Matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house.